This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court is undergoing treatment for thyroid cancer. William Rehnquist had a tracheotomy today at Bethesda Naval Hospital in Maryland. The court said that he expects to be back on the bench next week. Joining us is Dr. Paul Laidenson. He's professor and chief of the Division of Endocrinology and Metabolism at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland. Dr. Laidenson, thank you for joining us on Day to Day. And first, tell us a little bit more about thyroid cancer, will you?
Well, the thyroid gland is located beneath the Adam's apple in the front of the neck. The purpose of this butterfly-shaped gland is to make a chemical, thyroid hormone, that travels throughout our body, regulating our metabolism. There are really only three things that can go wrong with the thyroid. It can make too much or too little thyroid hormone. And then, as appears to be the case with the Chief Justice, tumors can form within the thyroid gland. The majority of those are benign, but some are thyroid cancers, and they require treatment.
So what is the prognosis for the Chief Justice, and is he able to talk with this sort of thing?
One of the remarkable things about thyroid cancer is the broad spectrum of behavior of thyroid tumors. The vast majority of thyroid cancers are eminently treatable when they're detected at an early stage. But at the other end of the spectrum, some thyroid cancers can be more serious, aggressive, and more difficult to treat. The outcome will obviously depend upon the nature of the tumor that the Chief Justice has contracted.
He's 80. He just turned 80 a month ago, had his birthday. Does that complicate recovery?
One is more concerned about thyroid cancer in older persons, by which I mean people over the age of 60. It sometimes implies that thyroid cancer will be more aggressive and more difficult to treat. But even among older persons, the majority with thyroid cancer will, with proper treatment, live long and healthy lives.
So this is a cancer that you treat with surgery. This isn't something that requires chemotherapy or radiation.
There are three components to treating a patient with thyroid cancer. The first, as you said, is thyroidectomy to remove the thyroid gland and the diseased cancer tissue. The second component for most patients after surgery is radioactive iodine, a pill the patient swallows which homes in on the thyroid gland and gives it radiation to eradicate all remaining cancer and normal thyroid tissue. And then the third component of treatment is thyroid hormone medication to replace the hormone that the gland is no longer around to make, and also thyroid medication to put the gland at risk and reduce the risk of recurrent disease.
So this sounds like a cancer is always a very serious disease, but this is certainly a treatable form of cancer.
Thyroid cancer is among the most treatable forms of cancer. But, again, one must keep in mind that a minority of patients will have more aggressive disease that remains, in some cases, quite difficult to treat.
Well, we'll hope for the best for the Chief Justice. Dr. Paul Laidenson, Chief of Endocrinology and Metabolism at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. Very informative. Thank you, Dr. Laidenson.
Thank you.